This is a telephone interview with Michael John Smith, who was convicted of being a Soviet spy in England, on the recent arrest of 11 individuals in the United States of America on supposed spying charges.
Hello. The White House and the State Department have both downplayed the implications of the spy scandal investigation. How can you explain this reaction?
Well, I think they're downplaying it because obviously on one level, they don't want bad relationships with Russia because that would cause damages to détente and world peace. But on the other hand, I mean, there's something political going on behind this, I think. And all I believe is that at the end of the day, USA and Russia must get along. They've got to have good relationships into the future.
The White House press secretary said that President Obama was fully and appropriately informed of the investigation and knew about it even before he dined with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. Why is it then, in your opinion, that Obama did not say anything about the alleged spies to President Medvedev?
Maybe this was embarrassment. Maybe Obama doesn't really know what's going on behind the scenes. Obviously, a lot of this is to do with timing. You know, you get the timing right and you cause a lot of damage to relationships. And maybe Obama, as being the president, has got to be the public face of America. He can't get on badly with relationships with Russia and the Russian president. But at the end of the day, this guy, Obama's got to realize that what he's doing, he's going to cause damage. You know, if he's aware that what he's saying is not true. He's being friendly to the president of Russia, but on the other hand, he's got something. He's keeping quiet. I don't think that looks very good for Obama. At the end of the day, but there's something not right there.
Thank you. Many experts do not believe that this will affect the reset of the relationship between the United States and Russia. What's your view on that issue?
No, I don't think it will. I mean, this is relatively minor. You know, in world politics, this is a minor incident. This is no big deal. But obviously, somebody behind the scenes wants it to affect relationships with Russia. I don't think it will, but time will tell.
They say that this spy ring was active for over 10 years. Do you think it was worth the U.S. starting a spy story right after President Medvedev's visit? And do you think they did it on purpose?
Yeah, I'm sure they did this on purpose. This is obviously time to damage relationships. You know, a delicate time. I don't believe that this spy ring has been going on, if it is a spy ring, for so long. The whole thing seems like a publicity scam. You know, it's something that's been set up just to create a bad publicity for Russia.
And do you have any insight into why they might want to do that?
Well, there's elements in all countries, and particularly in the USA, who are the hawks, you know, the people who don't want peace, they don't want friendship with other countries. And I believe that there are people behind the scenes in the USA who don't want good relationships with Russia. They want to maintain the elements of the Cold War. There was constant friction between the USA and Russia. And I think if those elements are allowed to get their way, we'll go back into a Cold War situation. And I don't think most of the world population want that.
Will this alleged spying incident damage U.S.-Russian relations in the long term?
In my opinion, they won't. No, I don't think this incident is going to damage long-term relationships between the U.S. and Russia. But it does show up a lot of bad things that are going on in the U.S., I think. Possibly the CIA has got some involvement in what's going on here. Maybe the whole thing was designed to cause friction. But let's see. I mean, long-term, I don't think there can be any damage out of this incident.
You've mentioned several times that there are forces behind this that may want to spoil Russian-U.S. relations. Can we finish off on that question and anything else you'd like to say on this topic, please?
Yeah, well, I believe, you know, the CIA and elements of the security services within in the U.S. Have always had this feeling against Russia. against the Eastern Bloc, as it used to be in the Warsaw Pact countries in the past. And I think that this has been because these people in the States have lived with this for a long time now, many decades, and I think it's ingrained into their way of thinking that they have to oppose any peace deals with Russia. And so I believe that long term, these people are not acting in the best interest of the USA.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Yeah, I read through some of the complaints that were made about these people who have been arrested, and so much of it seems based on flimsy evidence, hearsay, you know, what might have happened, people who aren't identified, incidents that aren't fully documented. I mean, the whole thing stinks of being some sort of setup. It doesn't sound real to me. I don't believe it happened. And until we see the full facts, I don't believe this incident really happened. I think it's all a setup.
So there's not what we would call a smoking gun in any of the legal complaints. And do you have any opinion about why they're being charged with criminal offenses and not spy-related charges or espionage-related charges?
There's a lot here about who these people really are. What's the identity of these people? They seem to talk about, in the news, at least that's what I've read, about passports of foreign nationals. That they, even a British passport has been mentioned. Who are these people? Are they really, are they US citizens? Are they Russian citizens? Who are they? And until we get the full facts, I don't believe we can really draw a full judgment of what's going on here.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. We're out of time, so we have to go. But thanks again, Mike.
Bye.
That was an interview with Michael John Smith.